I mean, you're a man that's raised some children, obviously. You know what I mean? You talk to them. You warn them. You give them a little swat, everything. But finally, they just defy you. And you just have to take your belt off and wear their little bottom out. That happens, doesn't it?
Yep.
You didn't want to do that. And when you tell them, this hurts me more than it does you. Yeah, they say, sure it does. They will understand one day, won't they?
Yeah.
They will understand. And God does not want to do this to you and I, but He wants to keep us from crossing the river of death. He wants us to live out our full term on this earth. And He'll do whatever He has to. And when it gets to this, and this is unfortunate that many people, it has to go there. He disciplines His people with sickness and pain and with ceaseless aching in their bones. Next verse. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. What does that sound like? That sound like cancer? You ever seen somebody with cancer? AIDS. Wasting away with nothing. Bones. Yeah. Bones sticking out. They're nearing the grave. Does God want us to be there?
No.
Nope. Did He give us chance after chance? Did He speak to us again and again? Did He tell us to study His Word? He said to walk in love, and I'll bless your food and your water and take sickness away from you. Did He? So what's wrong with us then? We must be a little stiff-necked and hard-headed, right? Now, I'm glad none of y'all are like me, you know, but that's just the way I am sometimes, unfortunately. Yeah, my wife says, no. I try to be loving and kind most of the time because I understand the consequences. I try to be very loving and kind. I don't want to go here. Do you, brother? No, I don't want to go here. So now that we're at this really bad place where they're wasting away to skin and bones. But let's look at the rest of the news. They are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. This is happening every day. But if, now boy, I love it when there's a but and an if in the same sentence. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person. Now that should be you and me today in the church. We should be that special messenger. Who's living in us as Christians? Jesus. We're joint heirs with Christ. The King is in us. We're already seated in heavenly places in Christ. We're ambassadors for the King. Ambassadors, do they speak for their King?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes.
Yes. We're ambassadors. We're supposed to be able to tell them, sin is what's causing this. The King sent me to tell you to repent and then to intercede and pray for you. Should that be us?
Yes,
it absolutely should be. It says, but if a special messenger from heaven, just like, wasn't that testimony Cheryl just brought to me a while ago about this little child that's brain dead? Was. And they called this ministry, I don't even know who prayed. It makes no difference. It was somebody in this little ministry. And today the little child's at home totally, completely well.
Amen.
When doctors are amazed. Now, is the whole church supposed to be doing this?
Yes.
See, God revealed that to me, and He told me to do this, and everybody I bring into this ministry, it becomes a part of this ministry. As long as they're a part of this ministry, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, of the Living Savior Ministries, when they pray and they're walking in obedience to God's Word, He is looking at this ministry as a team attached to Him.
Amen.
We're that special messenger.
Amen.
And when we pray, He shows up. Now, who in the world could have made those little brain cells come back alive and made that little baby totally well after the doctor said that little child virtually dead? Who alone could have brought that child back from the dead?
Only
the King. That's right, brother. Only the King. But he says, but if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person to declare that he is upright, verse 24 and 25, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Don't you love that? Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. Who was the ransom? Jesus. Jesus paid the price for that child. 2,000 years ago. He paid the price for you, for your healing. So you don't have to be sick. All you got to do is repent and turn from whatever you are doing. Because if you come here sick with what you're doing, don't go back and do the same thing, because it ain't going to work. You need to change something when you go back. You need to start walking holy before God. He'll heal you, but don't keep doing what you was doing, because if what you were doing caused you to get sick, don't stay there. Get away from that. Change. Then he says, then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. Ooh, don't you love that? Everybody loves that. I heard this little lady, she giggled real good up here. Hey, praise the Lord. If he renews that skin and bone, and you were on the deathbed and the death angels were sitting here and a special messenger come in and prayed for you, and he found that ransom, they interceded because they were walking holy before God, and he heard their prayer of faith, and now he says, okay, I'll set you free. So I will restore your flesh and make it like new. Now, all women love that, don't they?
Amen.
When the flesh is like new again.
Yes.
Is that right? You know, I'm going to tell you something, girls. I wished I had the money that some of you girls spend on paint. But if you girls would learn to put God first and speak His Word and speak to your skin,
Amen.
You wouldn't need near as much makeup. I'm serious. You know, I'm serious. You could speak to your skin, because just think now. Just think. I'm going to take you to a great and awesome promise. Let's go from here, since we saw what happens to us when we don't obey, but what can happen to us after we find that intercessor, which we should be. Let's go to Mark 11, 23 and 24, and I want to show you a promise under the new covenant that Jesus gave you and me. He says, I assure you that you can say to this mountain. Now, wait a minute. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Now then, look at the next verse. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. Now, is that pretty good news?
Amen.
Ain't nobody, hardly nobody in the church believes that. Almost nobody believes these promises. I mean that verse right there in Mark 11. In fact, put that in the King James too, Dave. Put that on the screen on the King James. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Isn't that awesome that He give us these under the new covenant?
Thank you, Lord.
Just think. Now, when my granddaughter, whenever she was recovering from the wreck, she had a valve in her throat. When I brought her home in the hospital, and if you haven't heard the story about Caitlin, it's an awesome story. Absolutely awesome. I mean, the little girl was dead, her brainstem severed, eyes jerked out of her brain, skull crushed in five places, all her little faces all tore all to pieces, swelled twice its size, little lungs crushed, right knee crushed, left leg broken in two places. And when I get to the doctor, he said, I'm sorry, it's over for Caitlin. I said, no, it ain't never over till Jesus says it's over. So John 15:7, I just quoted that. He says, in fact, let's go to there first, Dave, and then we'll come back to Mark 11:23. I want you to see this absolute marvelous promise that God made us in John 15:7. If you abide in me. Now, there's a requirement, isn't it?
There you go. That's right.
What does it mean for if you abide in me?
Stay there.
Oh. In other words, if you abide in that young lady right there. Now, when y'all got married a few years back, if you'd have brought her home, or to, y'all went somewhere on a honeymoon, and you might have stayed a day or two with her, you know, and then you say, oh, honey, I got to go down to the office for a while, or whatever you do, and about a week or a month later, you came bopping back in. He's even laughing. That's not abiding in her, is it?
No.
Now, that's not what she wanted. When you got married, she wanted you to abide with her. She wanted you to be with her every minute. She wanted to walk by your side. She wanted to eat dinner with you. She wanted to love on you. She loved you. That's why she married you. See? And she wanted you to abide with her, didn't she? That's what God says. I want you to abide with me. Now, see, we get into a little rut after we've 10, 20, 30 years later. Sometimes we don't abide with them as much as we used to. We get too busy working. I'm guilty of that. I know that. Every once in a while, my wife says, honey, your Cheryl box, that's her name, Cheryl. She said, your Cheryl box hasn't been opened today. Your working box has been open all day, but your Cheryl box has not been open. It's time you close the working box, and it's time you to open your Cheryl box and realize that I'm still your wife. Okay, honey, I'm sorry. But see, we're all like that. But God says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, if you're a son or a daughter of God, and you run into this tremendous problem that I just run into with my granddaughter laying there tore all to pieces, what am I going to do? Am I going to go with the world? I mean, after all, the world told me that it's impossible. Her brainstem is disconnected. In other words, Dr. Marks tells me the brain is free-floating in her head. He says it's impossible. She can't live. There's no way. So where are you going to live at this point? Are you going to be living in the Spirit, in the Word, or are you going to be living by the flesh? Well, if you fled, if you have fed into yourself the world, then your granddaughter is going to die. But if you fed the Holy Spirit and the Word of God into you, and these promises are in you, and you know them, then you're going to call them forth. Amen. If you're abiding in Him, and He's bigger than that wreck, isn't He, sir? Can you imagine? This obviously your daughter laying on your shoulder here. What if it had been her when she was 3? You don't even want to go there, do you? No, I didn't either. I didn't want to go there either, but what if it had been her? If you didn't know that word, like I knew the word, guess what's going to happen to her? She's going to die. That's exactly right. She's going to die.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.